Live final hour of the program. Recorded line segment.
Boy, that's a creative way to call it. Recorded line segment. Although we also take live calls, by the way. 610-632-0975. Here's the number you call. 610-771-9751. You leave messages there, and Andrew goes through them. Does a nice job. Finds the best of the best, and we play them right here at 1 o'clock on the Midday Show every day. So let's see what we got in the past 24 or 48 hours.
Hey, man, I'm not so much riled up as I am just blessed. I know this weekend, it's going to be the last weekend that Jason Peters plays, Aaron Sproles plays, and Nick Foles plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. And these guys have been monumental for this team. And, you know, regardless of what happens, much respect to those guys. We lost Brent Celek recently, and I really look forward to the future, but still want to pay homage to the past.
That's a good point.
Very cool.
How about that? I saw Zach Berman tweet this out a couple hours ago. Ant. The Eagles, you were talking about this for a while. I'll give you a little feather in your cap here. He says the Eagles are 5-1 in the six games Darren Sproles has played this season. How about this? He's averaging 7.3 offensive touches per game and 46.7 offensive yards and has scored three touchdowns in limited action. And maybe him being out with that injury for all that period of time preserved him.
Yeah. I you know what I feel about Sproles. I love Sproles. I think he is such a dynamic weapon.
Swiss Army knife.
Especially for a team that doesn't have a lot of speed.
Yeah. He presents a matchup nightmare.
He does.
Because you don't know if he's going to line up in the slot, yeah, stay in the backfield.
I love him. I do. He makes plays. He's just got a knack.
See, coaches like him too, don't they?
Oh, they love him.
Because he's like a toy. He can do whatever you want.
Yeah. They love him. And he's the consummate pro.
Yeah. Yeah. Hall of Famer. His numbers are off the charts.
Yeah. I don't know, because he's such a unique player.
Mm-hmm.
That he's a tough talent to talk about Hall of Fame.
Yeah, because you can't pin him to one position either.
Yeah, he's a back, but he's not really a back who's going to get yardage.
Yeah.
So I love him, whatever he is.
Guy's 5'6".
I just love that, dude.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
What's next?
Hey, does anybody know where that idiot Kilroy is?
What up?
Oh, Kilroy, the Viking fan. Now, Anthony, I'm seeing all this all over Twitter again, that the Viking fans are somehow blaming the Eagles again for their failure and end to their season out of what I would term as sheer jealousy. That fan base has exposed itself in the past 2 years. And maybe they were doing it before, but I just wasn't paying attention because they weren't worth paying attention to. But they've exposed themselves as the weakest fan base in pro sports. They blame everybody.
You know why?
Saying it's rigged.
You know why they do that?
Why?
Because the Eagles and us, or the Eagles fans, have completely mocked them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, undressed them to the point of utter embarrassment. Because what they did with Skull, the Skull chant, was completely ripped off and stuck so far up their snowbank. Right?
Snowbank.
They were humiliated by this. Foles. Humiliated. They have nothing. They're humiliated.
I feel bad for their fans that are like good fans.
I know.
Because the majority of them boy come
Minnesota.
Off looking
bad. Hell out.
Anthony. It's Nick. Nick Foles. I have four games.
Four games. You got to go on the four-game playoff run this year. Got that extra game. Three last year. Four this year. Can you do it again, Ant?
On the road.
Yeah. His faith travels.
Yeah, it does.
Every hotel's got what in that nightstand? The Book of God. Let's take a live call. Let's go. Oh, look at this. Mike from Del Ran checking in. What's up, Mike?
What's up, boys? We're in the playoffs!
Happy New Year, brother!
Happy New Year, brothers. Listen to me. All you idiots that think you want to trade Carson Wentz,
You're the reason why Bryce Harper and Manny Machado hasn't signed here yet. You're the reason why LeBron James didn't want to come here. You make us look like a bunch of idiots. You wait decades for franchise quarterbacks. You don't trade them because a journeyman NFL player is having the best games of his life. I wouldn't trade Carson Wentz for anybody in the league right now. And if you truly believe that, when you wake up tomorrow morning and walk outside, I hope you get hit by a bus, you J-O's.
Whoa. Come on. Wow. I don't wish physical harm on anybody. Wow. But Mike from Del Ran, he enters 2019 as the same old Mike from Del Ran, all fired up. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, not for now.
Now?
Not for today. Yeah, we'll get into them.
Okay. Because some people stick to them, yeah, to varying degrees.
Yeah.
It's they're not easy. But you make them. You got to make them every year. It's part of that. I guess it's part of the gig. It's next.
Yes, this is Marvin Lewis, former coach of Cincinnati Bengals, and I just want to announce that look for me at a location near you this year. I'll be conducting my seminar, How to Suck at What You Do. Keep your job and get paid handsomely for it.
Jim from Saturday checking in as the one of his great impressions once again.
That was very good.
See, I like his impressions because he doesn't do anything to change his voice.
No, it's supposed to be. Well, listen, if you can't do impressions, it's great to then call up and do it like that.
Yeah.
If you have the gift, you're good at it.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
For the most part.
Sans
me.
Yeah. The one thing about Jim, he's like the Stephen Wright of impressionists. Like, it's just so deadpan dry.
Yes, this is Marvin Lewis.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Stephen Wright.
How about all of these coaches, though? Seriously. All of these coaches, these openings.
Tons of, 8 openings? I saw, I think it was Mike Lombardi tweeted out that there was a report that a certain coaching candidate had 5 interviews already. He goes, I talked to that candidate, and he's only had 2. Like, this, the reporting is always... You talked about it last week or the other day, saying, you know, this guy's name's out there. Well, why do you think it's out there? He's putting his name out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like Adam Gase or...
Yeah, I mean, this Adam Gase, like, that he's a lock to come back and be head coach. Like, what's he done?
Yeah.
What did he do in Miami that makes him such a... I got to have him as my next...
Like, he's got the pick of the litter?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, though. With all the offense, because everybody wants a young...
McVay.
Yeah, they all want the young offensive guy. Jim Schwartz is not getting a job.
No.
He's not getting the head coaching job.
And you wonder if he'll be back here next year, despite whatever...
I think he's coming back.
I think... There's still a chance that maybe they just decide to go. Well, that they just mutually part ways. Maybe he's looking for a different challenge or something like that.
I don't think you give up a DC job.
It's gone to the Super Bowl and won. Gave up 505 yards to Brady.
Yeah, I know. But I think he's back.
Okay. We'll see how it plays. There's going to be a lot of intriguing things about the offseason. Ray in Levittown is on the live line. What's up, Ray?
You're never going to stop this Wentz Foles thing. You're getting upset because I was doing the same thing. Believe me, I'm trying not to. But you're trying to apply logic where it doesn't apply. That's why you're cherry picking 2 games, but it's okay to forget 11 games. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah, you're right.
I'm an Eagles fan. The last time I checked, the Eagles, you know, Foles and Wentz aren't playing each other in the playoffs next week. So just root for the Eagles and have a good time with it. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I know.
It's killing me.
Yeah, I know. That's like the thing, right? Like, this playoff is a gift, right? Because it didn't look like it was going to happen. You needed help, and it happened from your opponent this week. So let's just enjoy this. Why do we have to have the offseason
right
conversations?
Now, people trying to get on the phone because they're going to go, yeah, and it was Wentz's fault that it wasn't going to happen. You know, just
right.
Accept the gift.
Yeah, you're right. That's
unreal.
Yeah, well, you know, we live in a world now, Ray, where everybody's offended by everything. They even get offended if you praise a certain player because they take that as a slight against the one that they like. I like them both. They're both great guys, great role models, great at their craft. Like, do I look at either and go, I don't really like this about them? I mean, where's the warts? You know what I mean?
Here's the thing, though. It's like an amazing story. It's an amazing story, Al. Like, if you would have told me the day after they traded, they draft Carson Wentz, and speaking of which, the draft was in Chicago when they drafted
Carson
Wentz.
You were out there.
And we were out there. If you would have told me that in only a couple years there would be a quarterback controversy, and that
the other part of that controversy
that people would not want. If you would have told me last year, like when people loved Carson Wentz, that there would be a quarterback controversy, I'd be like, yeah, are you nuts?
Is there a quarterback controversy or is it a quarterback conundrum?
Among the fan base, not the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Fan base, it's a complete and utter controversy.
Because there's a lot of division.
Because there's more people that want to, you know, keep Nick Foles.
Yeah. What, you think there's more on one side than the other?
Yes.
And you think that's the Foles side?
I do.
I disagree. I think there's more on the Wentz side to keep him.
Really?
I do. I think the Foles side.
I think there's more
vocal.
Number.
I think the Foles side's more vocal.
And Foles carries the female vote.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't include that demographic in my Gallup poll. What's next?
Jason finally admitted this is one of the worst three Flyers teams in history, Jason. Okay.
Worst three in history. It's a bad one. 06-07 was really bad when they finished as the worst team in the league. And then that's the year that Clark got let go and Hitchcock got let go. And they finished with the worst record, and then they lost the ability to draft Patrick Kane.
Last night was horrible. Like, they're not even in the game. I know it's Nashville, and Nashville's great, but
yeah.
Seriously?
More disturbing to me was the Carolina game.
That was ugly.
Yeah.
But they might as well just not show up against Nashville.
Yeah.
It's a good Sixer win, though.
Yeah, late night. A little late night action.
Yeah.
But
I was watching.
Is it one of the worst three? Yeah, it is. It definitely is. They got to make moves, but you don't make moves.
All right, so if you go back to Kroc on the worst teams, you got to go back to the pre-Lindros was the worst.
They had 5 years run without the playoffs.
That was horrible. They were terrible.
Yeah, and then that team before they got
and that
career.
Was when there was no cap. Like, there's no excuse to be bad then.
Especially with an ownership that was willing to pay.
Yeah.
They paid.
Russ Farwell.
Yeah, they paid, but the problem was is that they paid for all the wrong guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is hideous right now. And everybody says, lose for use, tank. Well, they're not trying to tank, but they are tanking.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. They're not doing it on purpose, which is even more disturbing.
That's the kid that could turn things around.
Oh, he's sensational, Ant. He's not McDavid,
he's good.
Really, really good.
I mean, he's...
The term generational always gets thrown around.
I know.
You got to be careful with that term.
Believe me, I know.
They're superstars.
I don't even want to honor Ben.
Yeah. That's another weird thing. We got to talk about that at some point, too.
Because, yeah, let's worry about the playoffs first.
Yeah, he's one of the biggest question marks in this city right now.
Well, with the fan base, I just think he just needs to be allowed to develop.
Mm-hmm. Still young.
Yeah, just let him develop.
Well, every time
you say he can't do this, he'll never be this, he'll never be that.
I'm watching last night, and every time he takes a jump shot, I go on Twitter, people put the video of him taking the jump shot. Here he is, he did it.
Yeah.
He didn't make it, but he took the shot. You know, he took an 18-footer. There you go, hit the line, 610-661, or 771, excuse me, 9751. Leave your messages, and Andrew will go through them. He finds the best of the best, and it's all brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll do it again tomorrow at 1 o'clock right here on the Midday Show. Real quick, too, before we get back to the phones, just want to reiterate this report that Jim Salisbury had earlier, Ant, from NBC Sports Philadelphia. Sources telling him that the Phillies plan to meet face-to-face with Bryce Harper in Vegas in the next week or so.
Yeah.
So,
and something came out right after that. Jeff Passan, who is now with ESPN, he was with Yahoo Sports for a long time.
He just started in the new year, yeah.
He's hearing that the Phillies will be willing to go up to 10 years for Harper.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So,
yeah, I mean, they're going to do whatever they got to do. I mean,
especially if they miss out on Machado, which it looks like more likely that happens.
Yeah, that's why, Middleton will take control of the situation.
And not let them come away with neither.
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, well, so we'll be waiting on that with bated breath. And, I mean, to go 10 years on a player, obviously huge. It'll be a massive contract. What, it's going to be like $350 to $400 million?
Yeah, it would have to be.
Right? I mean, that's what you're looking at over a decade. You believe a player's going to make that kind of money? That is unbelievable.
Stanton's at 325 over 10 years, I believe. So Harper's going to get more.
Yeah.
We'll break the record.
Is Boris Stanton's agent?
You know what? I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah. Because Boris always gets the top guy. And if he wasn't, then Boris is going to go, I got to have the top guy. And Harper's one of those guys. Is he generational, Ant?
Yes.
Along with Trout? They're the two generational talents?
Yeah.
Player-wise right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Mike is the best player in the game, Mickey Mantle. Yeah. But, I mean, I love Bryce Harper.
Yeah, so we'll be following that story, and there have just been curves, and you know, it's the silly season with hot stove and everything. And we'll see how it plays out, but really hoping that the Phillies can grab him, change the dynamic of that ballpark all summer long. He will be bombing down there. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the man. I think he was on vacation. I saw some pics from vacation from Karate Mark. Where'd you celebrate New Year's, Cam?
We were in Jamaica, my friend, and let me be the first to say Happy New Year and do a nice, strong
E-S-G-L-E-S
Eagles!
Nice.
Fuck it, you Chicago fans. We're putting on this week, and we're robbing you in the stadium. Let's go! Gentlemen, what's up?
What'd you say, buddy?
2019, man. Timed like, for another parade down at the Art Museum.
I would love it.
It's been too long.
Anthony, you said you would retire after two. What could you do after two? We could do 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's right.
Get a Sixers parade down there. We'll be good to go.
Oh, man. The future is bright. Let's go. But listen, let me paint a nice picture for you last week. 80 degrees, sunny, humid. A lot of people clear out the pool at about 4 o'clock and head into the sports bar. Got our fingers crossed that the Eagles are playing because they got them on Fox National. We go into the bar. They're playing the Vikings and the Bears. So this guy sees me drop my head down, and he goes, "Yo, bud, come here." Brings me over to his laptop. He's got the laptop streaming.
Nice.
So now we're watching the game. There's about 12, 15 of us huddled around, and there's about 15 Chicago people watching at the bar. The guy comes in, grabs the projector, throws the Eagles game up on the big screen. So now we got two big screens going, and everybody's just drinking, both teams cheering for each other, all to end up that the people cheering for each other are now mortal enemies at the end of the game. And it was a blast. We had a great time.
Well, that's cool, man. To be watching that down there when you're in Jamaica chilling, little beach during the day. Did you have nice, like coconut drink in your hand?
Beer and rum, brother. No fancy drink. Doing that nice Caribbean rum, nice beers, lots of water.
Well, hydrate.
Good job, Cam, man. And glad you enjoyed it. Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year, buddy.
There he is. Down in Jamaica, checking it out. That's a dangerous vacation to book because you don't know if you're going to be able to see the game down there, and you need to see that game. You know, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Planning your vacation during football season.
Yeah, well, no, we wouldn't know.
Well, I planned my honeymoon way back when during football season.
I remember that. That's what I forgot.
It was around a bye week.
And you got hurricaned.
I got Hurricane Wilma in honeymoon.
And you're in Mexico, right?
In Mexico. And I was in a shelter for 5 days. Yeah. But I planned it around.
I remember the story you told me.
I was on the air with you.
Yeah.
From down there.
Yeah.
And we're at the other joint. And I planned it around the bye week. But the problem was is that we got in the thing. I was down there like an extra like 7 days, so I missed the San Diego Charger game.
You had no water and just like crackers, and there was like roaches.
Well, they ran out. They thought we were going to be in the shelter for 24 to 36 hours. We ran out of food, so they brought us. They brought us in pretzels and a bottle of water. And like pretzels make you thirsty. I'm like, come on. The worst day was getting out of there though. We're on this bus. The airport was destroyed, so they had to check us in on customs on the side of a Mexican highway on the bus. And we sat on the bus for 9 hours waiting for the plane to come down there to pick us up. So these two Hooters jets pull up. We're like, oh, man, they're taking us back. They were going to fly us all into Newark instead because they couldn't come to Philly, and then there wasn't a taxi. So we're thinking, oh, there's going to be ribs and beers and everything on the plane. They gave us a bag of pretzels and a bottle of water. I was like, geez. But, yeah, it was quite, you can't book my honeymoon, dude. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Yeah, you brought something up during the break that I thought was pretty good. You asked if the Eagles win the coin toss, like, what do you do? And my first reaction was, I take the ball. And then as you think about it, I think it be best to defer because you want Trubisky to have the ball first. First playoff game, huge moment, the game's at home. You want him to be completely excited, overexcited, amped, so the ball will be, you know, hot coming out.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you this, though, too. This may affect your decision-making. The one and only Ron Jaworski tweeted this out. He said, the Bears have not lost a second-half lead all season. Eagles need to start fast.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
they close it out.
Listen, the Eagles, the difference between the Eagles over the last couple of weeks has been playing with a lead.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a team that comes, like, they haven't shown it this year that they're a team that's going to come from behind. I mean, even in the Super Bowl, they played with a lead. Now, the NFC Championship game, they were down early, but it was early, and then they got the pick, and then that changed momentum for good. Yeah, I think against the Bears, I want to play in front. I still defer because I think I can stop them on the first possession.
And maybe get a little better field position to start. Yeah. See, for me, the big thing about deferring is to get that late drive in the second quarter. Get points out of it before halftime.
Yeah.
Capture momentum, bring that momentum back into the second half and score again on the first drive in the second half.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that'd be great.
That's the one that can really determine.
Against the Bears, I think, again, you want to put Trubisky, get him the ball first, get him amped, get him. Because, you know, a lot of times young quarterbacks, they're high early. Mm-hmm. They're just really, you know, adrenaline's pumping.
Yeah, first playoff game.
So I think you defer. But here's the thing, though. I mean, they have to have a lead, I think. That stat that Joel's put out makes sense.
Yeah.
This defense, you don't want this defense to start rolling downhill. Then you got no prayer.
Yeah. So, obviously, in their 12 wins, they were leading at halftime and did not give up or lose a game where they led at halftime.
Nah.
Actually, did he even say, wait, let me check this again. They have not lost a second-half lead. So, they weren't even gotten on top of in the second half all season. That's amazing.
Yeah, including last week.
Yeah. Wow. Chris and Yardley joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing today, Chris?
Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year, Chris.
All right, so I got a question. The Eagles are in the playoffs, right?
Last I checked, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because it sounds like a lot of the callers that are calling up are already talking about, you know, what we should do in the offseason. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm a lunatic for the Philadelphia Eagles, so I'm going to remain a lunatic until that last second dips down and we're losing and we lose. That's the only time you're going to get me to start talking about the offseason. The fact that we're in this conundrum, if anyone remembers the Super Bowl last year afterwards, we were like, what a predicament to be in to have two quarterbacks like this. Now you have people who are coming out and going, you know what we think we should do? Well, you know what I think you should do is shut the hell up because you're only aggravating me because at this point, we are in the playoffs. Let us focus on that. Right? Am I wrong? Am I missing something along the way here?
I'm of the same mindset, Chris, because I just want to – we're going to have plenty of time to talk about what they're going to need this offseason, how they're going to handle the quarterback conundrum with Wentz and Foles and what the fallout's going to be. We're going to have plenty of time for all that.
You're absolutely correct.
Right now, we have an end date of this Sunday when they play to have a conversation about this game and, God willing, another game the following week against the Saints. So
exactly. And I want to leave you on a little anecdotal story because we're doing international. My wife right now is in Paris, France, visiting my stepdaughter. She was at a bar last Sunday called the Grey Canadian, and it was filled with Vikings fans and Bears fans and Eagles fans, and this is in Paris. And my wife, I have video, I'll send it to you guys, where she got the entire bar to do the Eagles chant. She, you can hear her background, you know, that Northeast Philly accent, and then you can hear the French, you fly, Eagles fly. And I will say this, that there was a gentleman from France who came up to my wife and said, your team scares me because of your fans. So, internationally, that's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be the educated. We're supposed to be the fiery. We're supposed to go at you if you talk out of the side of your neck. And right now, unfortunately, all I'm doing is listening to Eagles fans talking out of the side of their neck. If you want to be a Cowboys fan, you want to be a Redskins fan, you want to be a Giants fan, go on that team. But right now, take your mojo, your terrible, disgusting mojo that's weighing down the people that are optimistic for a season that we were 3 weeks ago dead.
For not wanting to talk about it, you're talking about it a lot. I want to focus on this week. You know, I want to enjoy the fact that we've gotten this extended season again and the opportunity to defend the Lombardi by getting it back into the dance. It's great.
Yeah.
And what could be better? Now, the Eagles, according to Vegas, have the worst odds of any team in the playoff field, both AFC and NFC. But therein lies the fuel for your underdog fire.
Yeah, I mean, the Vegas thing doesn't. I don't pay attention to it.
Mm.
I don't.
It's going to be interesting. I want to see if the line moved at all in this Dallas game again, all right? I'm checking this game. It was down at one. It was down at one, and now it's 1.5 now. Dallas just a 1.5 point choice over the Seahawks. We'll be keeping an eye on it, man.
I do think Seattle wins the game.
Whoa. That's going to ruin my perfect scenario. Because I want the Eagles to knock out the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game down in Dallas.
All right, we'll see. What are you doing? Now, what are you doing? You're already going to the NFC Championship
game. That's my dream scenario. Right. You know, just when you hear that, that sends me to the dream scenario. John and Gladwin joins us on The Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, John.
Yeah, I got an opinion on the Bears-Eagles matchup.
Okay.
But I hate to hear callers call up and disrespect other people with different opinions and different ideas that they have. You know, I don't. That's the one thing I wouldn't do.
Let's not debate sports. Kids, you know what I mean? Curious.
Yeah. But
what do you got?
Regarding the Bears, I like the matchup, but I think it's. I won't say it's an easier matchup, but I think a Prescott, Elliott, Cooper is a little tougher matchup than the Bears. The Bears' offense has benefited a lot from turnovers, and in a lot of games it didn't put up a lot of points. So without turnovers and Nick Foles staying healthy for the whole game, I like our chances in this game.
Yeah, no, you're right about the Bears and the turnovers, and they feed off that defense. It's the defense is
right.
Set
and
up their offense.
I think if the Eagles score 23, I think we win this game if we don't turn it over.
Could be a good number. Mm-hmm. Could be a good number.
I think the Giants.
I think you're right about the turnovers. I mean, you can't turn them over. You're right. I agree with that.
Well, the Eagles have been getting some turnovers of late too, which is a good sign.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll get more than 20, the Bears, unless we turn it over.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not a great offense, and it's a slow track there too. So I think you're right.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But
John, enjoy the game, all right?
Yeah, you too.
I think he's right in that ballpark too. Now, of their running backs, you got Jordan Howard, and Tariq Cohen. Cohen scares you a little bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, because you match up.
Yeah,
I mean, he's quick. He's their Sproles.
He averages 4.5 yards per rush. Howard averages 3.7, but he's gotten far more carries. 250 attempts to 99 attempts for Cohen.
Well, he's their big back, and you know, he's their 4-minute back.
But looking at that weather,
his goal line.
Both of the weather, not going to be too windy. May get a little snow rain mix at the end.
Yeah, they're going to need to stop the run. I mean, that's the only bad thing about the matchup. And you like the matchup, the fact that they're not going to dot you down the field like a Breeze would. But the only downside is that, you know, the Eagles linebackers better come to play.
Yeah. And that D-line, this game, I mean, it's like almost stupid to even say. But this game, like almost every other NFL game, is going to be one up front on both sides of the ball. Because their D-line is ridiculous. And the Eagles' D-line has shown the ability to be incredible with Bennett and
Yes,
Fletch.
Except, you know, against passing teams, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure you stop the run so you can put them into third and longs. You get them in third and longs, then that's when that defense can you know, show itself.
Now, Trubisky this season, and has thrown 24 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. So he might put it in some peril.
Yeah, he's young, so you got to play off that.
Yeah,
they're going to do. You know, Nagy's smart. Nagy's a really, really smart coach. He's a smart offensive coach. And so, like, he's really good at coming up with game plays. Real creative. Mm-hmm. And so his scripted plays, they remind me a lot of Andy.
Yeah.
Like, he comes right from Andy's tree. His script is great. Like, he's really, that's what he's good for. Really good at.
The one thing, too, and you, Cohen, I mentioned what he does rushing the ball. He has 444 yards this season. He's got 725 yards receiving.
Yeah.
71 catches. I mean, he's going to be a guy that could drive us crazy in this game. A lot of screens.
Yeah, and that's their game.
That's Andy. This is going to look all very familiar when we watch it, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's his offense.
Oh, boy, this Cohen guy. Is he on the injury report at all?
No.
He stub his toe? Break a big toe?
Tariq Cohen's a player.
Oh, man. That's the guy I'm fearing. The guy that gets the third and 12 with the yak.
Nah, but third and 12, you don't fear third and 12. You fear third and 4 because that's where he's most dangerous.
Ugh. I don't like us on third down at all anymore. Defensively.
Third and 12, you're good.
I mean, I thought we were a good 4th and 15 in Tennessee. What happened? 610-632-0975. Mikey Miss is coming up at the top of the hour. He'll take you 2 to 6. We got a little more time, and we'll get to another call or two before we get out of here. It is the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. I tell you about FanDuel. You got a big matchup coming. Alabama-Clemson. Going to be a big one. A lot at stake. FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a can't-miss deal exclusively for my listeners who haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet. What are you waiting for? 100-1 odds on the national championship game. That's right. New users will get 100-1 odds on their first $500 of your bet on either team to win outright when you bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. You can't miss this opportunity. Go to FanDuel.com/college to find out how you can get 100-1 odds on your national championship money line. Now, I can't wait to see how this game's going to play out. It's going to be a good one. I know it's going to be a close one as well. But don't forget, you can get 100-1 odds on either team to win when you place a $500 moneyline bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/college to get your exclusive national championship odds. Again, the website, FanDuel.com/college. Max bonus, $500. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Bonus issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/college for the terms and conditions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Stay tuned, Mikey Miss coming up top of the hour. Tomorrow we're gonna go to Chicago. We'll talk with a buddy of mine, does a radio show in Chicago. He's funny. He's got the Chicago accent like really, really strong.
Hey, yeah.
If you think I have a Philadelphia accent, his Chicago accent dwarfs my Philadelphia accent.
So we'll cover all bases of this game.
Yeah, and I'm curious. I need to know a little bit more about that team. You know, what makes them tick. I wanted a little insight.
What the vibe is in Chicago. Yeah. Check in there. Be interesting because they're 12-4 team. I mean, they've been good this year. And Trubisky, he hasn't been sensational, but obviously the coach has done a really nice job with him. And that defense, you manage the ball a little bit, man, it's not going to be easy.
You know, one thing I'd be interested in hearing is what the fans think, who they wanted to play whether it was the Eagles or the Vikings. Because I remember,
my guess is that they wanted to play Minnesota.
So there was an NBC Sports Chicago, and they did like a man on the street thing.
Right.
And they asked about 20 people, and it was split 10 and 10. 10 wanted to see them face the Eagles. 10 wanted to see the Vikings.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know why you'd want to play the Eagles. Eagles, to me, present the most dangerous opponent. A team that won last year? Why do you want the defending champ? Like, I wouldn't want to play us, the defending champs. I wouldn't want to play the Eagles.
And while they're playing their best football of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And they beat Minnesota twice. Maybe they're thinking, look, I don't even think they approach the game that way, like we're picking our opponent. But
you can't. Like, they did, what they did was they did right by the team, by the sport.
The integrity of it.
Yeah, they did right by the sport, which I applaud.
Mm-hmm.
Phillies did right by the sport when they beat the Braves the last game of the season.
Yeah, cost them. Wish they wouldn't have.
One bloody nil.
Yeah.
Game 5 against Cardinals.
Quick check of the poll of the day brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. The question was, why are Eagle fans already looking ahead? Some, with a matchup with the Saints, you have to beat the Bears first. What is giving you this confidence? And 44% of the respondents, Anthony, said, I'm not that confident. So tomorrow show, we really got to dig in and see where people are on this game. 30% said the Eagles are the hotter team, which isn't true, because the Bears have won 9 of 10.
Yeah, but, again, the Eagles do have a bit of, you have to admit, they have a bit of magic going with Foles.
Right now, yeah, and they did beat, L.A., the Rams in L.A., and they did beat Houston, both teams going to the playoffs in the last 3 weeks. So, you have that factor. 15% of the people said Nick Foles at QB, and 11% believe the Eagles are the better team than the Chicago Bears. So we'll see how it plays out, but we're going to have to dig into that tomorrow. We're going to get a sense of where people are heading into this playoff game in this matchup against the Bears on the road at Soldier Field 30 years after the Fog.
Yeah.
So let's squeeze in a call. Let's go to Clark in Eastern on the Fanatic. What's up, Clark?
How's everybody doing? Hey, baby, I am fired up, man. Fired up. Quick question.
Yeah.
Quick question. Happy New Year.
Happy
Long
New
time.
Year.
First time. My wife thinks I got a man crush on you, but what does she know? Anyway, here's where I'm at. I want to talk about psyche a little bit. Do you think that Bears could have maybe coasted through that game, not really caring, go against the hot Eagles, go against Cousins, whatever? Or do you think when Nick Foles went down, maybe a little psyche game's playing? Maybe Doug's playing some games. You know what I mean? Now the Chicago Bears are thinking, hey, we're going to go up against third-string quarterback. This guy's hurt. He's hurt. He's wincing.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think that they're looking at it like thinking, oh, my God, we're going to go play against Sudfeld.
Do you think they play them kind of games?
No.
I mean,
I don't think they fall. Like, I think Matt Nagy's too smart to fall for that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that's it at all. I think they were just playing. Like, they were just being true.
They put 10
you know what
quick
I mean,
ones
bro?
On the board. They put 10 quick ones on
yeah,
the board.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing true to the sport.
Went down, you know?
Yeah, they were just playing true to the sport. That's
so my theory's crap.
That's all right. I like
the theory. I like the creativity.
But it's not accurate. It's all right, bro.
Not happening.
That's all right.
Looking forward.
That's what matters, Clark. It's Sunday.
Baby.
You can enjoy
it, man. I love you guys.
You're the
you
man, brother.
You got to keep me going, brother. Keep it going.
Happy New Year,
my
friend.
You got it, man.
I love some of the theories. They're great.
Listen, I am here. I can cockamamie stories, theories, too.
Yeah, I do all the time. I got to, tamp them down. Let's squeeze in Scott and Barrington sometimes. Very rarely.
Hey, Brother Martinez, what's going on?
What's up, Brother Scott?
Nothing much. Brother Ant, what's up, man?
What's up, Brother Scott?
Nothing much. Thank you for you guys' sports knowledge ability. I'm enjoying the show with the Eagles. Let me ask you two quick questions, if I may. Who's got to have a bigger game, the receiving core or the running back core?
The receiving core.
Receiving core, what about you, Brother Jay? Who do you think?
The receiving core. No question about it.
Okay. Thanks for the answer. Last but not least, once again, guys, for taking my call. God bless. Peace
God
to you
bless,
and all the
you,
listeners.
Brother.
How are you game planning for the Chicago Bears and Tampa fellas? Once again, peace.
All right. The game plan.
Well, again, you got to get them in third and longs. You can't allow them to control the ball, and you're not going to run it against them. Not with this group of backs. You got to, Foles is the magic man. You got to ride the arm of Foles.
And Alshon's got to have a big day.
And your play call's got to be big, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
I mean, I looked at the wind as of now, and that things could change, but as of now, you should be able to throw it. Winds are like 10 miles an hour.
And in Chicago, you live there. It can change on the drop of a dime out there, can't it?
Yeah, but again, like, you know, this is a team. This defense is legit.
Yeah.
So you got to, you know, this is a big game for Doug. This is a Doug game, man. This game, he's going up against a rival in Nagy. Mm-hmm. They're both, you know, from that staff. So this is a big game for Doug to come up with a scheme.
No question.
Against that defense.
All right, stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next, and our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, you can always visit their website, handtoshouldercenter.com. So tomorrow, we got to get a real good gauge of where everybody's at mentally as we inch closer and closer to the game 4:40 Sunday. So we got to really think about this tonight. How do you feel going in? Sometimes your gut feeling is everything. Mikey Miss is up next on the Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
The latest on the hot stove. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. You may not always need a water heater, but when you do, choose Bradford White. According to Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia, the Phillies will meet with Bryce Harper in Las Vegas in the next week or so. And from Jeff Passan of ESPN, the Phillies are reportedly willing to go up to 10 years with Bryce Harper. Something else to remember, Manny Machado told the Phillies, Yankees, and White Sox a few weeks ago that he could make his decision after the new year, so keep it locked right here on the Fanatic for all of the latest hot stove rumors. The Sixers took on the Clippers in L.A. last night and beat them 119-113. A huge game from Joel Embiid. He had 28 points and 19 rebounds. Five other players were in double figures for the Sixers, including Ben Simmons, who also had 9 boards and 8 assists. They return tonight when they face the Suns in Phoenix. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. You can hear that game right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. But before that, Tim McManus will join the Mike Missanelli Show at 4:10. And at 6 o'clock, it's the Ron Jaworski Show, live from the Valley Brook Country Club with special guest Harold Carmichael. They'll also be joined by Mike Ditka at 6:05. This update is also brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Are your kids ready for the cold and flu season? Infants and young children have a good chance of getting the flu. Check for fevers with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the number one choice of pediatricians and the most accurate. We know you're busy, so we've made it easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for daily best of show podcast. Mike Missanelli is next. I'm Andrew Salchunas on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertidis, middays on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Eagles finished the season 9-7 and are headed back into the playoffs as a wild card. Can the Eagles go deep into the playoffs with Foles under center again? Bring on the Bears. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Congratulations, small business owners. You've made it into the new year. I hope you celebrated your accomplishments, but now it's time to get back to work. Start by honoring your New Year's resolution to fire your overpriced and error-prone payroll provider. Why not start the year fresh and let Patriot Software keep your payroll tax filings spotless from now on? Patriot Software offers payroll and payroll tax filings for up to 100 employees. Our payroll customers rate us 4.9 out of 5 stars. Now that's a New Year's resolution you can live with. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a
two-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Offer ends 1/13/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pool your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago. Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz printer available soon.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Full contact sports betting is coming to Harrah's, Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at The Book, opening in January. Come watch and wager on your...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.